Welcome to the Launch Career Insight session. This session serves as an overview for the rest of the program. Today, we're going to look at your verbal business card. Then, I want to discuss why so many people fail in their job search. Next, let's look at how jobs are created. Let's look at problems with traditional job searching methods. And then finally, what we'll explore is the notice job search process. So, let's begin with the verbal business card.
Your verbal business card. Because this is the first introduction of ourself, it's the first impression that we give to people. So it's so important to make a good first impression. Therefore, we really want to make sure that we practice it and hone it so that it doesn't come across sounding memorized. Let's make sure that we capture more of a Reader's Digest version of our background so that we don't lose people by going on and on about something that's not really relevant or interesting. Now, as you can imagine, you're going to have a 5-second version and a 45-second version to use depending on the setting that you're in. You also want to make sure that you develop verbal business cards for the various opportunities that you're pursuing. So that gives us a framework for the verbal business card. But I want to emphasize one thing before we really get into this, and that is, I don't think it's helpful to offer up whether we are unemployed or we are part of a layoff. Let's agree to not talk about our employment status when we are giving our verbal business card unless we're specifically asked about it. Just focus on talking about the parts of your background that relate to what you're pursuing. So what does this look like when we start filling it out? Well, clearly we start with our name. Hi, I'm Rhett Kasparian. Then we start talking about our background as it relates to what we're pursuing. I have extensive experience in organizational development in the career consulting industry, where I was able to create, develop, and implement better career management techniques for our clients and more effective processes and procedures for the organization. I also have experience in training and organizational development in the rental car industry, especially focusing on risk management and customer service areas. Currently, I'd like to use my organizational communication degree and my organizational development expertise, where I can fuse together my people and process abilities and experience. That's an example of a verbal business card. What does yours sound like? I encourage you now to take the time to fill out the verbal business card and then continue to improve upon it and develop it. If you're someone who doesn't know what you want to pursue at this point, you'll leave this section blank. You'll come back and fill it in once you've gone through the charting your course exercises and determined specifically what type of opportunity you want to pursue.
The three most common causes of job search failure are lack of direction, lack of focus, and lack of effort. Now, most people, we want to remain open to the possibilities that exist, and that's a good thing. You as a client are going through and you're going to explore the possibilities in charting your course. But what's really important is that once you've done that unpacking and that exploration, to be able to define it back down to a specific point, the job title and in what industry are you going to pursue. That puts you in a more proactive job search mode rather than reactive, and that's what's going to yield greater results in the end. So then it's moving into this understanding of what else you could be doing in the search now that you know where you're going. So it's a lack of focus, but it's really a lack of knowledge. So as you go through and understand what you want to pursue, then you're going to couple with that the techniques that you're going to learn in this program, and then in the end, you're going to want to put in as much time doing those techniques that we taught you rather than going back to what you're doing before, which is just looking at job boards and talking to a few friends and doing what you already feel comfortable with, but in reality is not that effective. So let's get a very clearly defined end objective. Let's understand how to pursue that objective as efficiently as possible, and let's put as much time and effort into applying those techniques as possible so that we'll end up having a successful job search. Most people know what it feels like to be misemployed or to be in the wrong job, because 8 out of 10 people currently are. Sunday afternoon or over the weekend, you start thinking about your work. You can't concentrate on things that you enjoy. There's really no relief, no downtime on the weekend. It's not a good place to be. So now visualize in your mind what it's going to feel like when you really love what you do, when it feels like play, when everything that you do, the place that you work, the people you're around, the objectives that you're achieving, all of those things are in congruence with who you are and what you want to be doing. What are those feelings going to be like?
All right, let's talk about how jobs are created. Now, you could also say why jobs are created, Now, most people would say, well, why jobs are created? Yeah, most people think, right, the job's open, people apply, the job gets filled. Okay, that's true. But really, there's a lot more to it than that. And I think that the more you understand why jobs are created, and then the process that the vast majority of companies go through to fill the positions, the better positioned you'll be to land the job that you really want. You're going to be able to capitalize when competing with the other people out there looking for the same type of opportunities. So let's begin. Jobs are created because of a change that an organization has gone through. That change creates an opportunity to be captured or a problem that needs to be solved. The ultimate time to get in front of a company is when you've identified an opportunity or a problem that at that point, they are not aware of it. By bringing that situation to their attention, it puts you in a unique and enviable position of being able to do such things as create the job from scratch, determine what the responsibilities and duties will be, what the compensation for the position would be. It's really nice to not compete with anyone else because you had the ability to recognize the possibilities that existed there before anyone else did. It's not easy to find these opportunities, but when you find that opportunity, you'll be able to use a document that we've developed called a position proposal plan, or a P-cubed. We'll talk more about that in Casting Your Net, where I'll show you how to use that document to approach an employer about that kind of opportunity. The next stage is when a company is recognized that they have a problem or an opportunity and they need to take action. They go through the formalization process of determining the job description, the responsibilities, and they begin the first step of filling the position. So what's the first step? The vast majority of companies look at internal candidates first. Why? Well, because the person is familiar with that internal candidate. They worked with them. They have experience with them. They know what their work ethic is like, their performance, how they fit into the culture, their personality. But in many ways, it's because it saves them a lot of money and a lot of time. If they can't find the right person internally, they'll look at friends and contacts, different industry associates. Many companies, as most of us are aware, will even incentivize their employees to refer people that they know in, again, reducing the risk that they feel in hiring. And even with that, you know, incentive of $500, $1,000, I've heard of companies $2,500. Even at that rate, they're still saving a lot of money. At this point, you're aware that the biggest percentage of positions is filled within the warm network. We just talked about that. But did you know that nearly 75% of companies never publicly post a position ever? Think about that for a second. 75% of the companies never run an ad to find who they're looking for, no matter what the position, from file clerk to CEO, without ever running an ad or going external. If you reverse that statistic, that means that 25% of the companies run all of the ads. Most of us would be able to identify right away who those companies are, because many of them are always in a constant state of hiring, because the opportunities, the type of industry they're in, these are the less desirable ones for a number of different reasons. You may be saying, hey man, I see a lot of postings out there. I see a lot of companies that put it on their job boards and on their websites. A lot of the larger companies, by and large, post most of their positions as a matter of course. Some may even have an internal mandate to post all of their positions. But even in this situation, studies have shown that in many cases, nearly 91% of the people that were actually hired in the end fell into the category of having been a known commodity in one form or another. To further complicate the process, because the internet allows anybody, anywhere, to apply for a position, where in the past, really, you were mainly competing with local talent, right? It almost becomes lottery-like. It's not unlikely for an organization to receive hundreds of resumes for a position, making it nearly impossible to find the right person. So with all this in mind, it's obvious why, together, we're going to focus the greater percentage of our time on finding the opportunities that really kind of fly under the radar. So the companies run the ad, and they've screened some people, and they're just not seeing the right fit. Some of the companies will then move on to the more expensive option of working with an employment agency, or a recruiter, or a headhunter, depending on the level of the position. There are a chosen few of the companies that work with recruiters for all their positions because they just don't want to deal with the search. But again, because the fees of recruiters can be very high, most companies are going to go through quite a bit of due diligence on their own before they're going to go to that step. Let's summarize. An opportunity or a problem has been identified and the employer is looking for internal candidates and referrals within their professional contacts and through their colleagues. Then they open it up to online resources and job boards, and they finally will go and maybe contact a recruiter for help in the end. At some point, that position is filled. I hope that you understand why and how jobs are created and the process that companies, as a generalization, go through to fill those openings. With that knowledge, I hope that you're eager to learn how to implement a more productive strategy to capitalize as much as possible on the greater percentage of opportunities that most people never have a chance to go after or even know about, and to gain a competitive advantage that will make all the difference in finding an opportunity that you're equal. The Notice Job Search Process Model. Now that we've had an opportunity to understand why and how jobs are created, let's take a look at the overview of our program step by step. We start with one simple goal in mind: to be able to quickly and easily define your target, create compelling job search material, make key contacts, become a known commodity, interview and negotiate effectively. I'd like to take a minute to let you know what has gone into this process. The program has been developed over many years, and each component, technology, tool, exercise, concept, script, and collateral piece is for a very specific purpose and is organized and structured in a way to more readily help you, our client, get the concepts and ideas presented. If you get these concepts, what they mean, why they are important, believe in them, and apply productive time to implementing them, you will see very real and dramatic results in your job search. Finding job search success and having true career satisfaction is not a unique experience for a notice client. Imagine if you spent the past 20 years every day trying to figure out the best way to do a job search. Making calls, talking to people, figuring out what works and what doesn't, researching, trial and error, on and on. Well, if you had, this is what you would have put together as the culmination of all of those efforts. We start the program with launch, which is where we are right now, getting a lay of the land and an overview of the program. Soon, you will move into the first phase of the program and begin to define your target. This is called charting your course. We know that time is of the essence, and so we've tried to create a process that allows for a meaningful exploration of the possibilities while not getting bogged down in the process. Once you've defined your target, or targets plural, it's time to create your marketing collateral, including your resume, cover letter, and a variety of other unique notice marketing documents, including the P-cubed, the P2P, and the hidden word resume. Now that you have an idea of what you are targeting, you'll move into phase two, casting your net, which is where you will learn how to do your job search the notice way. Now, nobody likes to feel like what they're doing is a waste of time. In this program, we'll unveil a new way to search. It's been said that people seldom improve when they have only themselves to model after. As you'll see, one of the facets of the program that we developed was a modeling process. In the Casting Your Net section, you'll actually hear phone calls, real ones, not role-playing, so you can hear an example of what the concept learned actually sounds like in real life. Later, in docking your ship, you'll actually watch two people role-play the right way to address the questions that you'll be asked in an interview. We know that by watching the principles that you learn in action, you'll be able to immediately improve your interviewing acumen. Some of the job search principles we use in casting your net will seem familiar to you. Just know that notice will have added a new wrinkle to them. Some of you may know about something, and you hear it, and you say, "Oh, that's right, it's good to remember that concept." And then there are other principles that we talk about that you'll realize it never would have dawned on you to do it the way you were just shown. We are particularly proud of the tools and ideas we've developed in this section. Stage three is docking your ship, which is the interviewing and negotiating phase. Here you'll get a much better understanding of how to promote yourself in the interview and really secure the job offer. The second section of docking delves into negotiating, where we will show you how to leverage your value and maximize the offer you're given without ever putting the job offer in jeopardy by trying to negotiate. It's so sweet when you know how to do this effectively. In fact, a notice client on average negotiates between $3,000 and $5,000 more into their job offer than what the original offer amount was.
All right, let's talk about getting and staying organized. Obviously, that's an important thing to do. And there's a lot of information, contacts, people, phone numbers, email addresses. Boy, there's a lot of information to try to keep track of. And so you may currently have a spreadsheet or some other type of tracking system. I just wanted to let you know that after you've completed charting your course, your coach is going to be sending you a link to an online activity log where we will track all of the information about the reach out efforts that we're making with our direct connect calls, and also plug in the activities that you're working on so that we can both log in, look at the spreadsheet, and understand where we are, what kind of progress we're making. I think you'll really appreciate having that kind of transparency to this collaboration. Thank you for completing the launch insight session. Feel free now to move on to charting your course and begin completing those exercises, which will then allow us to get casting your net set up and get the job search into full swing. Thank you.